Hi, this is Dee Dwayne, host of The Gumbo Mix, heard Saturdays at 5 p.m. You've got it on independent radio 90.7 KSER Everett and 89.9 KXIR Freeland.
Indeed. Stay tuned for Dee Dwayne coming up at 5 o'clock here. 90.7 FM KSER in Everett, 89.9 KXIR in Freeland.
You are enjoying listener-supported independent radio 90.7 KSER Everett and 89.9 KXIR Freeland. My name is Dee Dwayne, and welcome to The Gumbo Mix, a musical mix of old-school R&B that is sure to bring back the memories of the best years of your life. The music you first danced to, fell in love to, and grew up with. Let me turn the stove on and bring the heat up as you enjoy this batch of Dee Dwayne's Gumbo Mix. Good afternoon, good afternoon. Hello, my name is Dee Dwayne. Thank you for joining me for The Gumbo Mix right here on 90.7 KSER. Gonna send a big old huge thank you, and we appreciate Mr. Brian Ollie, the Soul and Funk Master General, for another great show. Thank you so much for that, Brian. Sounded good, man. Sounding good. Had the opportunity to meet and interview Sheila E. Oh, my goodness. We talked about her times with Prince. We talked about her career. We talked about her family. I got the interview right here for you on 90.7 KSER. It was a pleasure to talk to Sheila, and this is exactly what happened right here.
Hey, Sheila, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Well, I'm doing pretty good. Thank you so much for calling. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Got a short interview here for you. I know that you're really, really busy. You're always so busy.
I am. It's a blessing.
You are here, there, everywhere.
Yes.
I understand that you grew up with all kinds of music around you, and you became a musician at the age of 3. At what age did you turn professional?
At the age of 15, when I played an amazing concert with my dad, and that basically changed my life. I didn't realize I wanted it that bad until I played with him, and 2 weeks later, I went out on tour.
Wow. At age 15?
Yeah, amazing, yeah, and I never looked back.
Now, meeting a superstar like Prince is enough to make anyone nervous, so I had to ask Sheila E., were you nervous when you met Prince? And I was surprised when she said...
No, he was the one nervous. I was already famous. He wasn't. I don't know why everyone gets the story wrong.
I love that. Yeah. He was the one nervous.
Yes.
Because I think that everybody's under the impression that you went backstage on his show. He came backstage on your show.
No, I went backstage on his show, but no one knew who he was. And when I... When I walked in the backstage, he was nervous and turned around and introduced himself. He already knew who I was. I didn't say anything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's wonderful. So he was when I was nervous.
Yes, sir.
Tierra in the Gumbo Mix and together. Good afternoon to you. How you doing? My name is Dee Dwayne, and here's a community reminder from KSERKXIR. The Tulalip Cultural Center presents Harriet Shelton Dover, Her Life and Legacy, on Tuesday, June 11th, at 6 p.m. at the Everett Public Library. The film is a documentary about the amazing life of Harriet Shelton Dover, a Tulalip tribal member who survived Indian boarding school, got her college degree, helped save and preserve Tulalip culture. And, of course, it's always a pleasure and a lot of fun to team up with a partner or a special guest.
How you doing, Cece?
I'm doing great.
Glad to have you with me. I'm glad you're here.
Thank you.
What you been doing? It's been a while.
It's been a few months.
Yeah.
I'm glad to be here, though.
Did you get a lot of snow in your area, in your neck of the woods?
I did. I am glad to be here on this amazing day. Yeah, having fun, being happy.
Yeah, it's gorgeous out there today, and... I guess, are we done with the snow? Have you heard?
Well, one thing I did not like about the snow is all of the garbage and the recycle piling up.
Oh, okay. So they weren't coming to, to collect the garbage when the snow was.
They were not.
Oh, I never thought about that.
Yeah, it was terrible. Everybody was sticking their garbage in the garages.
So it was all piling up and everything, huh?
It did. It's cleared out now, but I enjoyed it. I made snowman.
Made a snowman. You made a snowman?
I did.
A snowman or a snow woman?
Well, a snowman.
A snow person.
A snowman.
A snowman. So you put a pipe in his mouth and you put a hat on his head. You put a scarf around him the whole nine?
No, I didn't do the whole nine.
What did you put on him, Cece?
He had hands and feet. And a smile.
Hands and feet and a smile. I guess that's all a snowman needs these days. Well, I'm so glad to have you with me here on this Saturday. And, of course, we've got a big old huge pot of gumbo here that we're going to be sharing with our listeners today. So, hey, if you out there have got something you haven't heard in a long time and you want to hear it, hey, give me a call. Or you can call Cece if you want to.
Yes, listen to the beautiful sounds.
Do you got some requests today, Cece? You got some ingredients to throw in a pot?
You know what? You knew.
You got a list.
I don't have a list, but you can read my mind because I do have one request.
Uh-huh. Okay, well, we'll discuss it. We'll see if it is not something corny, is it?
You know what? Boys to Men are never corny.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay.
They're a
good group. Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. It's the Gumbo Mist on 90.7 KFER. So glad to have you with me on a Saturday. D. Dwayne and my sidekick today, Stay in the house.
I'm here.
My name is D. Dwayne, so glad to have you with me this afternoon. And, of course, I've got my sidekick with me today, Mr. Delvin in the house. Oh, you like that, huh?
Well, I think of myself as more as your sous chef, since you're making the gumbo.
My sous chef over here chopping up the ingredients and keeping them fresh out here for you. Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, here comes some stuff you probably didn't need to know, and you probably don't think it's true. Let me kick That's a Fact Jack.
That's the fact, Jack!
That's a fact, Jack!
All right, all right, all right. You've asked for it, and here it comes. Five facts that are absolutely true that I do not make up that you're not going to believe. Like this first one, for instance. This stuff is funny. This is true, Delvin. This stuff is true. It really is. In 1567, that's a long time ago, 1567, a man said to have the longest beard in the world died after he tripped over his beard running from a fire.
You know, I'd believe that.
I shouldn't laugh about that.
Well, I don't know. Was he trying to have the longest beard in the world? I don't know.
I don't know, but he had the longest beard in the world, and he ended up tripping over it, running from a fire, and died.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
Number two, did you know that the longest time between twins being born is 87 days?
What?
Yes, this woman carried this poor kid for 87 days after the first baby was born.
Was the first baby on time, as it were, and she carried him for another?
I don't have the details, but I know that it took 87 days for the other one to come out.
Oh, jeez.
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and they're twins.
Number three, in 2007, check this out. In 2007, an American man named Corey Taylor tried to fake his own death in order to get out of paying his cell phone bill contract. But guess what? It didn't work.
You don't think so, huh?
It didn't work.
Why, he showed up on another cell phone contract?
T-Mobile was on it. T-Mobile was knocking at the door, man. It didn't work. He's trying to fake his own death. His name is Corey Taylor. And then, of course, there's all of those celebrity interviews.
Hi, this is Ruth Pointer of the Pointer Sisters.
This is Tommy James with the Shondells.
This is Ernie Isley of the Isley Brothers.
This is Ronald Bell of Cool in the Gang.
Hi, everyone. This is Emilio Castillo, the band leader for Tower of Power. And you're listening to The Gumbo Mix, 90.7 KSER, with D. Dwayne. What is hip?
say it before. Bringing the fun back to radio every Saturday in the Gumbel Mix, right here on 90.7 KSER. None other than ZZ Top wrapping it up for me for another Saturday right here on 90.7 KSER. My name is D. Dwayne. Thank you for enjoying the Gumbel Mix. Thanks again, folks, for listening to the Gumbel Mix today. I really do appreciate you, and I will see you here real soon. Keep it locked here all weekend long right here on 90.7 KSER for the best in programming. I'm telling you, we got everything that you want and need right here on this radio station. Robin K, like I said earlier, is coming up next with Audio Indigo. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you so much, okay? Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, it's Robin K, and you are listening to Audio Indigo here on 90.7 KSCR Everett and 89.9 KXIR Freeland. So glad you tuned in. Oh my God, it's been a beautiful day, and I am so glad to be here to play some blues for you. I want to give my friend DJ D a big shout out. I always love listening to his show. It always cheers me up. Even if it's been a long work day, it always makes me feel great by the time I get here. I love listening to his music. Great show, D.